32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome back to this week's edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. Challenge Roth has passed. What a weekend it was. Jan Frodeno doing a 7:35, phenomenally fast, a record. The ladies' race, only 4 minutes outside of Chrissy Wellington's record. Really impressive. Well done to Mark Wolf for finishing and everyone else who had a fantastic event. I've got to get there sometime. Those crowds look absolutely amazing. But moving straight on to our guest and our topic for this week, Mark Wolf is taking some time off, having a bit of a recovery after a hard long-distance triathlon or full distance. So it's a great pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the show. We're looking at mountain biking. We're looking at mountain biking in South Africa, and we're looking at the youth. Today we are chatting to Reinhard Zellhuber. Reinhard, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Reinhard, first of all, just you're still quite young. I don't know if you're either still 17 or you're turning 18. Effectively, it would be your last year of school. But tell us a little bit more about how you got into mountain biking and when you sort of started taking it sort of more seriously, because in your age group, you're one of the best in the country.
Well, I started at the age of 8 years old, and it was mainly just going out and trying to have fun with friends. And and then only the last 3 years I've actually really decided, after meeting my coach Russell White, I decided to take it to the next level and decided to try and see what I can do.
Now, in South Africa, we are fortunate. There are lots of events going on consistently. We've had a very good cross-country season now in the build-up to the Olympics as well. I know you just missed SA Champs this past weekend with illness, but there are a lot of opportunities to race and to sort of get into racing and into the circuit in South Africa, aren't there?
Yes, definitely. There's definitely a lot of effort being made by CSA and everyone, all the private people as well. Just they've all been putting up great events, and it's really good for the sport in South Africa, especially with the awesome terrain we have around us. It just really helps the sport to grow and just get better every year.
Now, Reinhard, I've been following you a bit. I work on a show called Adam Endurance TV, and we do the national cross-country or mountain biking series in South Africa. And when you do those half-marathon events, which showcase the youth and the juniors here, you tend to dominate. But what would be your discipline? What's your sort of focus? Is it more on the sort of half-marathon building to marathon? Is it stage racing? Is it the cross-country? What's your niche?
Well, I enjoy all the different types of mountain biking, but I'd say at the moment I'm enjoying my cross country. It's really exciting and fast, and I'm really enjoying it. But I'd probably say I race both. I'm trying to do both at the moment. So we'll see how it goes. I might decide later in my career whether I want to go for just cross country or just marathon, but at the moment I'm going to focus on both.
Now, cross country, a lot of people almost say go do cross country when you're young, get into it, because of course it helps you with that speed, it helps you with building up the sort of skills. Are you finding that is starting to hone in and sharpen your skills?
Yes, definitely. With cross country, it's a little bit more about your skill and bike handling and things like that. So it is better to start when you do that while you're younger and while you're still flexible and you can still heal from a few hard hits. But, I'd say it is a better thing to get into cross country young. And then marathon, as your endurance gets better as you age, rather just go to that later on.
Now, in South Africa, we've got a bit of a funny situation because, of course, Europe is the sort of cross-country racing mecca. Most of the World Cup races are around Europe, and cross-country is where the sort of television is. It's where the Olympic sport is. But in South Africa, there's more money to be made as a marathoner or a stage racer. It's a delicate balance in this country. For someone who's young, you're sort of getting into it. Surely you have ambitions to get to the Olympics?
Yes, definitely. I have given it quite a lot of thought. That's why I've started focusing on the cross country this year. In South Africa, our marathon riders are the biggest. It is the biggest field in South Africa, and we are like more inclined to watching marathon races. And there are more marathon races in South Africa. But I'm trying to get to race overseas and really try and race cross country where it is big. And
No stress, but we've got two men, no woman going to the Olympics from South Africa, sadly. James Reid, Adam Hathaway, both going. So there are opportunities there, and the point is we need to get guys racing more in Europe. I want to move now on to nutrition. We are a sort of sports nutrition podcast. I know you're involved with 32GI. How did that come about?
Well, my coach started getting a team together in Belito a while ago, and then we needed some good nutrition for the whole team, and we found 32GI, and it's really clean stuff, and it helps you race well, and it really suited all of us really well. And then Russell just decided to try and give it a shot and see if we could all get some support. And then we were lucky enough to be helped out, and it's really been going really well with us with the 32GI nutrition for the last 2 years. We've been racing with that and just haven't had any problems whatsoever.
Now, you're 18. At 18, people say you can eat whatever you want. But as a sportsman, as someone who's starting to take your sport quite seriously, you need to be conscious of what you're eating. Have you had help with that from a much younger age?
I've only been really focusing on my diet and how I sleep and all that for the last 2 years. My coach Russell is really, really clued up on all that type of stuff. So I've only been really focusing on that for the last year, and it is very, very important. Nutrition is probably the most important extra part of your training. If you don't get good nutrition, you don't recover, you can't perform at your best. So it is at the moment very important for me to stay well, like eat well, and focus on that.
Well, Mark Wolf and I, and I think it was last month, we did a recent podcast about sort of around the schools, the Spur series, and what people can eat and from what age, which is very interesting, because the advantage of 32GI's products is they are very natural. So from a younger age, you can start utilizing a lot of them. But talking about utilizing them, what sort of products do you find work for you and around training and also possibly during racing?
I use the 32GI Endure. It keeps us going for a little bit longer, although cross country is shorter. It is a little bit better for the longer distances. It is an hour and a half of racing. And then also the recovery and the 32GI Goos are also really, really amazing with the Goos during the race, just to give you that little bit of an extra boost. And then the recovery is just so you can recover really, really quickly and get back to training and not get sick.
One of the advantages of the 32GI gels is that sort of snapback technology that they have, which is unique as well. Reinhard, have you already learned some big lessons, maybe in a race where you've bonked, and have you learned some lessons around nutrition and sort of failed nutrition?
I've really had to learn quite a lot in the last 3 years of proper racing, and nutrition is really, really important, especially while you're racing. You can't change what you race with, and especially like you can't just have sugar or just too little minerals and things like that. If you just get it slightly wrong, it messes you up for the race, like as if you haven't even trained for the event, you can just all of a sudden blow. And so nutrition is really important, and 32GI has really helped me stabilize what was always happening with like blood sugar spikes and things like that. And it's really helped a lot in the last 2 years.
Now, Reinhard, the beauty about riding a bike is it is fun. And when people start riding, that's what it's about. You must be having fun. But you get to that point, and for some people it's 14. For some people it's 16. You're now 18. Where you start taking it seriously, what big advice would you have for people sort of coming up through high school from that sort of age, from 14? What advice would you have for them if they wanted to start taking their cycling or their mountain biking a little bit more seriously?
The first thing I would say is everyone tries to get their bikes. The first thing they try and do is upgrade their bikes. I would say make sure you get good nutrition is first of all. And then second of all, you need to try and find somebody that'll coach you and just point you in the right direction and give you a little bit of structure. That really helped me when I was younger. Just a little bit of structure, just teaching you what to do when and how hard to train. Don't overdo it. Don't under train. I would say coaching and nutrition are probably the two most important parts if you want to start cycling.
Reinhard, one final question. 10 years from now, you're 28. What do you hope to have achieved?
I'm hoping to be the world champion next Barry Stander, hopefully. But we'll see. I would like to be racing overseas and, definitely be podiuming up in Europe and doing well.
Well, Reinhard, already starting to make a name for yourself in South Africa, and hopefully we'll see that continuing overseas. And a fantastic rider. Thanks for joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition today. We'll be back next week. But for myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, keep fit, keep healthy, and keep eating right.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.